Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. We are starting from the Mishnah on Lamed Omid Beis. And as you will see, the Mishnah and the Gemara today go through all the leanings that we have throughout the year and tell us the proper leaning. And as we'll see, not in all cases is it unanimous. In fact, there will be machloikesim. Zok the Mishnah, bePesach, when it comes Pesach time, koyrin beParshas Mi'adei Shoteiras Koyhanim. The word Parshas Mi'adei Shoteiras Koyhanim means what we learn from Parshas Emor. Teres Koyhanim means Vayikra. So the Parsha of Mi'adei in Vayikra is in Parshas Emor, and specifically where we begin, Shor Oichesiv Oyeis Ki Yivoled. So according to our Mishnah, on the first day of Pesach, you're supposed to go and lay Shorei Chesav Eis Ki Yivoled. That is not our custom. We will see in Mi'at Hashem on the Omed Aleph shortly that we go and lay on the first day of Yom Tov Mishchu Ukhu Lechem Tzoyin V'Shachtu HaPasach. But Mi'at Hashem, that we will see. The Mishnah continues, Ba'atzeres, Atzeres is Shavuos, we lay Shiva Shavuos. Where does it say Shiva Shavuos? Says Rashi, in Kol HaBchor. Kol HaBchor, which as you know is in Parshas Re'eh, in Devarim, that's what we lay in Shiva Shavuos, is about the fourth or fifth Aliyah in Kol HaBchor, and that's what we lay in on Shavuos. Do we lay that on Shavuos? The answer is yes and no. Because we don't lay it on the first day of Shavuos, we lay it on the second day of Shavuos. What do we lay on the first day of Shavuos? We lay the Aseres HaDibrais. For Shavuos, we celebrate the giving of the Luchos. Right, Barosh Hashanah we lay b'chodesh hashvi b'echav b'chodesh. Where does that appear? That also appears in Parshas Emor and Shor Echesav Yeis Ki Yivoled. Do we lay that on Rosh Hashanah? And the answer is no. What do we lay on Rosh Hashanah? On the first day, Hashem Pokad Esara, and the second day we lay about the Akedah. Mitch, we'll see that in the Gemara. B'yom Kippurim we lay Achri Mois, and that is correct because that, of course, is the Avodas Hayoyim, and we lay that in the morning. Yom Tov Rishon Shulchag comes the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkis. Koyin beParshas Mi'adei Shebeteres Koyhanim. Again, that means in Parshas Emor from Shor Eichesav Oyeis Ki Yivoled. And in fact, this case, that is correct. That's what we're going to lay on Sukkis. And not only do we lay it on the first day of Sukkis, but here in Chutz La'aretz, we lay it also on the second day of Sukkis. Both Kriyos on both days are exactly the same. There is a difference, however, in the Haftoiros, as the Gemara is going to tell us shortly. Ubishar kol yomei sechag, and all the other days of Sukkis, meaning all the days of Chol HaMoed, we lay b'karbonis achag. And in Eretz Yisrael, they lay the same thing four times. So for instance, if it happens to be the second day of Chol HaMoed, which therefore means the third day of Yom Tov, then they would lay b'yom hashlishi, b'yom hashlishi, b'yom hashlishi, and b'yom hashlishi. Because we in Chutz La'aretz have the Sveika D'yoyma, we have now a very beautiful Rashi that goes through the Cheshbonis, and Rashi is exactly like we do it today. So for instance, Rashi tells us that on the first day of Chol HaMoed, we would go and lay b'yom hasheni, and then b'yom hashlishi, b'yom ravi, and then the fourth aliyah would be once again b'yom hasheni b'yom hashlishi. They would go and combine the sfeik of the yom. If you want to take a very quick look at the Rashi, koyim b'kabonis achag, that is, you see where it says masnisen in the Rashi's, and it's two lines immediately below that. Koyim b'kabonis achag, the parsha is Pinchas. Ketzad, yom rishon v'yom sheni, koyre hamaftir b'chamisha asar, the mafter meaning the final aliyah, the alpha pisha yom sheni hu, even though it's yom sheni, and koyim by yom sheni, meaning that on the first 2 days of Yom Tov, although we start off the first laning from Parshas Emor, Shor Echesav Yeis Ki Yivoled, but then we have a mafter at the end where we take out Parshas Pinchas, we take out the second Sefer Torah, we didn't take out then, we took it out earlier, and we lane from that second Sefer Torah from the Musaf and Parshas Pinchas, and Rashi tells us that both on first day of Yom Tov and on second day of Yom Tov we lane the same Bachamisha Osar, which of course refers to day one of Yom Tov. And even on the second day, we do not make a Sveika D'yoyma and lane both B'chamisha Asar, which is the first day, and then B'yoyim Hasheni, which is the second day, L'harois Shu Sofik Yoyim Sheni. We don't do that to show that there is a Sofik. The G'nai Hu Likris Yom Tov B'Sofik Choy, to go and proclaim out loud, Rabbi said, we want you to know that today is really a Sufik. It might not be Yom Tov after all. It might be Chol HaMoed. That would be a denigration of the Kedushas HaYom Tov. So therefore, we don't talk about it. But what we do talk about is on the next day. Yom Rishon Shel Chol HaMoed, Safek Sheni, Safek Shlishi. Is this now the first day of Chol HaMoed? Is it the second day of Chol HaMoed? In Eretz Yisrael, it's already the second day of Chol HaMoed. And that, of course, would mean the Safek Shlishi, the third day of Yom Tov, entirely from the beginning. On the other hand, if the second day of Yom Tov here in Chutz La'aretz was really the first day of Yom Tov, then the first day of Chol HaMoed is the second day of the entire Yom Tov. So therefore, the first day of Chol HaMoed has a status of Safek Sheni, Safek Shlishi. So Kered Risha B'yayim HaSheni, Vitinyana B'yayim HaShlishi, Tulisa B'yayim HaRavi, and HaRavi, which is the fourth and final Aliyah during Chol HaMoed. Shehu Noisef Bishul Chol HaMoed. The reason why we learn four on Chol HaMoed is because it's Chol HaMoed. Throughout the year, the minimum is three. Now we're learning four. Then we call it Sveikei Ayoim. Amayin Sveikei Ayoim. What's the same Sveikei Ayoim? Is B'yom HaSheni over Yoim HaShlishi. So therefore, the first Aliyah is Sheni. Next Aliyah is Shlishi. Next one Revi. And the cleanup Aliyah, the fourth one, is B'yom HaSheni, B'yom HaShlishi. And again, B'chein L'mocha, the same thing. Kher Rishon, B'yom HaShlishi. The Sheni is Kher B'yom HaRevi. Shlishi is Kher B'yom HaChamishi. And Revi, again, the Sveik of the day is B'yom HaShlishi, B'yom HaRevi, Shein Sveik HaYoim, B'chein Tamid, and so on and so forth. Rashi goes through all the Cheshmites. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah, so that's what we learn during the days of Chol HaMoed. We learn from the Kabbonis HaChag, from Parshas Pinchas. Zok Vayit Mishnah Bechanik we learn Benesim, that we all know the Nesim at the end of Parshas Nosai. Before we learn Bayavi Amalek, which is the end of Parshas Beshalach. Barashi Chadashim we learn the entire Shtikel, and the final the Revi is Barashi Chadshechem Takriv Oil Lashem, etc. B'Mabonos that we had at length back in Masechtas Tanis, we learn B'Masa Bereishis to go and show that if it were not for the Karbonos Leineskayim Ushmaim Ba'aretz, so that's why we learn B'Masa Bereishis. We'll see more Mirat Hashem on the Amid Beis. B'Tanios Brochois Uklolois. Ooh. On Etanis, we learn from the Toichacha. We learn both the Brochas and Klolis. What's the purpose of that? Says the top Rashi, so that people should go and think about it and be Choyzer B'Tshuva. See the top Rashi, we learn Brochas and Klolis in Imuchu Kaisai. That's the one in Teres Kehanim at the end of Sefer Vayikra. Lohidia, to tell everybody, Shal Iske HaChet Bo Peronis, Li Olam. Why are we fasting? Why are we commemorating something sad on the calendar? Because of chait, because of sin. The Yachzor B'tshuva, hopefully people will hear the klolis, and that will instill in them as ashtikul and hear hurei tshuva. V'natzlu mitzorah she'misanale, and hopefully next time they won't have to go and fast. Particularly if it's a fast, for instance, for rain or some other tzara. As a result of doing tshuva, hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to our tefillahs, and we will be able to end the fast and celebrate. So our Mishnah tells us that we lay in brachos klolos. As we know, of course, that is not our custom today. Our Gemara doesn't address what our custom today is. So that's why we're lucky and fortunate to have the Toises. So if you go to Toises here on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the long Toises from the top, but we're not going to go through the whole Toises. Don't be nervous. Look at the last five lines of that Toises on the Amud Beis. Ulakach onu maftirin shimu v'chein onu noegin al pi mesecht ha-sofrim. If you look at mesecht ha-sofrim, she onu koyrim v'yechal v'taniyos u'masis an aminin she koyrim brochus u'klos. But our minig onu noegin is like mesecht ha-sofrim that we learn v'yechal Moshe on Tanis, as we know. But Mishnah says that they learn brochus u'klos. So back to the Mishnah, brochus u'klos, and the Mishnah tells us ein mafsikin v'klos ele echad koyrei es kulan. Meaning, there have to be three aliyahs, like always the minimum three aliyahs. So the brachos, which always precede the klolis, the toichacha, the brachos you go and give to a kohen mit alevi, two aliyahs. And then the third aliyah is the entire klolis, even though that's a very long aliyah, 30, 40, 50 psukim. But don't stop in the middle. One person reads it all. Why don't we stop in the middle of the klolis? The Gemara will address that on the Amud Beis. We'll have a machloikis why. And now we come to the simple during the week, B'sheni, B'chamishi, Mondays and Thursdays, as well as B'Shabbos, B'mincha. The word B'Shabbos can be read twice, B'chamishi, B'Shabbos, and B'Shabbos, B'mincha. Koyin Kesidron, you lay in according to the Seder of the parasha of the week, that we know. But what's important says the Mishnah Ben Oidul Nahem Min HaChesvin. You don't go and use that as a discount towards the Shabbos lady.
You don't deduct.
You don't discount. You don't subtract. You don't reduce. You don't diminish. all the different types of synonymous terms, meaning we'll have Yet Shem and Ligmar on the Amid Beis, one man the Yomah that says that Shabbos Mincha we lane until Shani, whatever, you know, three Aliyahs, and then Monday morning we continue on wherever we left off on Mincha, maybe from Shani to Shlishi, and then on Thursday from Shlishi to Ravi, and by the time you start Shabbos Kodesh, you already have laned half of the Sedra already in the previous three times. That, of course, is not our custom, and that's what the Mishnah says. They know Lamina Cheshbon, you don't get any credit for the laning that you did on Mincha and Mondays and Thursdays. Now, finally, the Shenema doesn't go on that last piece, but it goes on the entire Mishnah. Why, by the Mi'adim, are we going to such lengths to explain, here we lane from Vayichal, and here we're laning from Toyos Kehanim, and there from Kol HaBechor, and here and there? Shenema, it's Mi'adim, Moshe's Mi'adim, Shalom, B'nai Yisrael, Mitzvah, you Koyin, Kol Echad, Yechad, Bizmanai, Moshe Rabbeinu taught us the Mi'adim. This whole Pasuk is really Ibrik, it's at the end of Parshas Emor. Ibrik means it's superfluous, because we've already gone through it in great detail. So why does Evidam and Moshe Me'ad Hashem and Israel? To tell you the mitzvah that every single Moyed we should go and lane about that Moyed from the Torah. If you look at the last Rashi in the Mishnah, Shem Evidam Moshe Me'ad Hashem, Akulam Asis and going the entire Mishnah. Lumen Mikan Shem Mitzvah Likris B'yom HaMoyed Me'in Yonei HaMoyadis. When you're laning on Yontif, go and lane from something which is related to that might. Zok Yimar. And now, Rashi already explains that this Tanur Rabbanan is a fairly lengthy price, an easy price, because it goes through all the lanings, but the Gemara constantly interrupts in the middle of the Brisa to tell us what the Amoraim added based on the changed circumstances, meaning that this Brisa was written in the times of Eretz Yisrael, when there was only one day Yontif, and we're going to have a number of interruptions to tell us what do we do in Chutz Laretz, where we have the Sveika D'Yayim. So says the Brisa, Tanur Rabban, the Pesach Koyin B'Parshas Mi'adois, on Pesach we lane from the Parshas Mi'adois, that's how we started off our Mishnah, Parshas Mi'adois B'Toris Koyhanim, which is Parshas Emor, that goes and recites from Shorei Chesav Oyeis, it goes and recites the various Kabbanas that they brought on the various Yom Toivim. We're not talking about the Korban Musaf, we're talking about, it's not just Kabbanas, we're talking about Yontif generally, what you're supposed to do. You hear your lane shoyiv, you blow the shoyfer, and here you go, and shakalulav and esrig, and so on and so forth. And Pesach, of course, we don't need chometz, we need matzah. So all of that is spelled out in some detail in Parshas Emor. That's why it's called the Parshas Mi'adois. Umaftirim bePesach Gilgal, and for Haftorah we say Pesach Gilgal. Rashi explains Pesach Gilgal means the Korban Pesach that was brought by Yehoshua ben Nun when Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Pesach Gilgal. You'll notice on the side it says Yeshua Hay. Well, in the, and today, now, says Rashi, that's the insertion by the Gemara. This is no longer the Braisa. Today, the Katrinian, we have 2 days. Yom Kama the Pesach Gilgal. The Haftorah is going to be Pesach Gilgal from Yehoshua. Ulamachar, and the second day we're going to lane for the Haftorah of Pesach Yehoshua Melech, when he made the Korban Pesach in his time. So there's a description about that in Malachim. So that's what we lane the second day. Vishari Moise Pesach, and the rest of Yontif, Malakit Vikoire Min Yonoi Shul Pesach. You're going to go and try to collect all the different references to Pesach throughout the Torah, and each day you're going to lane another one of those selections. So, Mahi, so tell me, which ones are those? Amra Papa, Mapo Simon. It's an easy Simon to remember, the famous Simon of Mapo. Now the question is, what is the Mapo Simon? So if you look at the Rashi, about 6-7 lines lower than where we are in the Gemara, it's almost halfway down. Fisharka Moyimoisa Pesa, Simon Mapo. Mapo Mem stands for Mishchul Ukhulchem Tzoin, Vishachtu Aposach. That's in Parshas Boi, which landed it last Shabbos. And then the next one, that's the Mem, Mishchul. And then you have Im Kesef Talvis Ami, Es Oni Imach. That's a pasuk, I believe, in Mishpatim, if I'm not mistaken. Another couple of parshias. And then that's the Aleph. And then you have Pei, which is Psolacha. That's the second Aliyah that we lane on Atanas. Beichal Moshe is the first one. And then the second Aliyah starts Psolacha. And then etc., etc. We stop, of course, on Atanas early. But on Yom Tov, we continue on beyond that. And then you get into a discussion of the Pesach. So that's the Pei of Mapo. And finally, Vav, Vayidabish and Baloischa. There's a discussion about Pesach Sheni. Therefore, that's the Mapo Mem Aleph Pei Vav Mishchu Im Psol and Vav Vayidaber. Those are the Mapo. Sure. and then continues on the. That's what Rav Papa said. And then Yom Tov Achad Shul Pesach. Now we're talking already the seventh day of Yom Tov Koyim Vayehi B'Shalach Hasam, because we're talking about, of course, the Shira, and that's when Klal Yisrael went over the Yamsuf, and the Mitzriim went into the water to the Yamsuf. That's this week's parasha, of course, Vayehi B'Shalach. That's what we lay on the seventh day of Pesach. Maftir Vayedaber David. Vosep is Vayedaber David, says Rashi, because that Vayedaber David is also written in the form of a Shira, and it also mentions about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the combination of Shira and Yetzias Mitzrayim is a very appropriate parallel to what we're learning. Ulamachar, and the final day, which is the eighth day of Yom Tov, we learn from Kol HaBachar. Why do we learn Oid HaYoim, says Rashi, because the Mapola of Sancheiriv, which is described in that Oid HaYom and Oid HaMoed, that is happened on Leil Pesach. So, as a Sheikhus to Yom Tov to Pesach. Now, all of that sounds grand, but Amar Abaye, well, in the today, our minig is different. Noig Alma, the minig is Lemikri, Moshach Tura, Kaddish Bekaspa, Pesel Bamidbara, and Shlach Bukhra. That is the mnemonic, the simon to remember. So the Moshach Tura, I mean, literally means Moshach Tura, when you want to make a kinyan on a shor, on an ox, Moshach, you have to do Mashiach. So that's the simon to remember. So the Moshach is referring to Mishchul Ukhulchem Tzayin. That was the mem that we had from the Mapo that we talked about before. The Tura is the Shor Oiches of Oyez. So not like our Mishnah Shor Oiches of Oyez being the first day of Yontif, but rather that's going to be the second day of Yontif. Kaddish Bekaspa. Kaddish is referring to Kaddish Likol Bechor, and then at the end it talks about Pesach. That's on the first day of Chol HaMoed, that's the third day of Yom Tov. And Bechaspa is Im Kesef Tal Lesami, that's the Aleph and the Mapo, that's the Im Kesef. Then the next day is Psol, Psol Lecha, and then Bamidbara. Bamidbara, that's referring to Parshas Baloischa, where it talks about Bamidbar, and it talks about the Pesach Shiny. Shalach is now Parshas Vayishalach. That's the seventh day of Yom Tov, when we're learning this week's parasha, the Shira. And finally, the final day is Kol HaBachor, that's Bukhra. So that's the way to remember the mnemonic of what we learn during Pesach. And that's the way our minig is, according to Amai. And then we continue on Batzeres, which is Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos. So Rashi already said in the Mishnah, Shiva Shavuos is the towards the end of Kol HaBachor that we learn on most Yom Tovim, and that's in Parshas Re'eh in Dvar. Umaftir, and the Maftir that we say on that day is B'Chabakuk. Vosab is B'Chabakuk, says Rashi, because Chabakuk talks about Matan Torah. Elekam Yitiman Yovoi by Matan Torah. So that's why we learn from Chabakuk. Acherim Omer, others say B'Chodesh HaShlishi. We learn B'Chodesh HaShlishi, which is referring to, that's in Parshas Yisroi, and that's referring to Matan Torah. B'Chodesh HaShlishi, and then it continues on, that's Chodesh Sivan. And then everybody went up to Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai, everybody stayed down below, Shlosh Shmeha, Floga, etc. Anyway, so what does it say? B'chodesh HaShlishi, Maftirin, B'Merkova, by the Maaseh Merkova, the beginning of Yechezkel. That's what the Achim. So therefore we have a Machloikis in the Braisa, whether we lay from Kol HaBachor on Shavuos, or whether we lay from the Aseres HaDibros on Shavuos. But in it today, says the Gemara, the Ikatrayim, we have 2 days, of Dinan Kintravayu, we do like both of the four going Mandi Yamrim, the Tanakama and the Achim Oimrim, but the Ibcha, but we switch it around. Meaning that on day one, we don't learn from Kol HaBachor, we learn from B'chodesh HaShlishi, from the Aseres HaDibros, from Matan Torah, and the second day we learn Kol HaBachor. But Rosh Hashanah we learn, like it says in the Mishnah, B'chodesh HaShvi. B'chodesh HaShvi is referring to, like we had back in the Mishnah, again, Shor Echesav Oyez in Parshas Emor. It talks about all the Yom Tovim, and one of the Yom Tovim, of course, it talks B'chodesh HaShvi, that you go and blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Umaftira, and the Maftir is Haben Yaakov Li Ephraim. Why Ben Yaakov Li Ephraim? Because Rashi says, at the end it says, Zohar Eskarenu, Rachim Arachmenu, and therefore that's the appropriate day that we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, remember us, that's why we do the Malchus, Zichroinu Yisvishifarais. So there in that Haftarit it says, Zohar Eskarenu, and Rachim Arachmenu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, have Rachmanis on us, and we should have a good Kibben Shtiyor, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu should accept all of our tzvilas. The Yesh Omrim, but others said, Vahashem Pokad Esara, which talks about the fact that Sari Menu, or Hashem had a child, Yitzchak, and Maftin, and the Haftarit is Mechana, because as we know, Chana was also Nifkar, Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered Chana on Rosh Hashanah to have a child, Shmuel. So therefore, Sarah and Chana, this is very appropriate, the two together, on Rosh Hashanah. We're in it today. We have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Like the Yesh Omrim that we just said now, Vashem Pokar HaSorah, and not B'Choydish HaShemi, and L'Mochar on the second day, well, the Kimnisis Avram, that's of course the Akedah, or Maftir, now the Torah is the Ben Yakir that we quoted before.
What does it say about Inna? The time's already from the...
Inna means the Gemara's times.
Yeah, but even before that, they had 2 days.
I hear you. There may have been some period of time that they didn't. In other words,
that's why the Musaf is slightly shorter on the second day because the Piyutim were written for the first day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what I.
Wasn't there a time at the morning when they went once the base of the dish was destroyed that Yochanan ben Zakkai that he made the. He put it back to be just 1 day.
He didn't make it 1 day. What you're referring to is that the initial takana was that if the Edom came late on the first day of Yontif, we said that we're not going to accept their Edis today, we're going to accept it tomorrow, and therefore Hayom Kodesh Ulamocha Kodesh. That was the time that the Beis Hamikdash was standing and the Edom came. Then after Jibichim and Zakkai, after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, then he said we no longer have to wait until they come, and it's not going to delay. The problem over that was the Shir Shal Yoim by the Tomash Shulchan Abayim. Exactly, so therefore we don't have that problem anymore, so he said let's go back to the old minig that we're going to continue receiving Edom on the first day. But the Gemara said, Lav Davka, he changed the other part of the minig to go and make it only 1 day Yontif. Could be he continued the custom of the 2 days Yontif, Hayom Kodesh, Lamachar Kodesh. This is what you had back in Rosh Hashanah.
But it wasn't an Inna.
Okay, so let's look at the Inna. Let's look at the first Rashi right after the beginning of the Gemara, because I see this is something which you have, I don't want to say an obsession, but you have a very great interest in. So when we look at Gemara, about 12 lines at the top of the Omid, this is a nice long agishmak of Braisa, ad until we get to the end, the Amiroim, they kept on interrupting with short commercials, so to speak. So from time to time, the Gemara keeps on saying, "We're in them today. We got 2 days in Chutz Laretz. This is our custom, etc." Continuing on. We spoke about Rosh Hashanah, now we go to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippurim, Koyin Achri Mois, like we do these Seder Hayoim in the morning. Umaftirin Kichoy Omar Rom Venisa. Boseps Kichoy Omar Rom Venisa. Says Rashi, because in Koyom Rom Venisa, if you look at Rashi, about 8 lines before the wide lines, Kichoyom Rom Venisa, the Omar in that Haftarah says, Soilu, Soilu, Shemidaber Bemidas Hachuva, which of course is very important today in Yom Kippur. Halizetzoim Evchoreil. So, in Yeshayah, we talk about a tzoyim, we talk about tshuva, so that's appropriate for Yom Kippur. And then continuing on, the Gemara, u'b'mincha on Yom Kippur, koyrim baroyis, we learn from the Parsha of Baroyis in Parshas Kedoshim. U'maftirin b'yoyna, that's the famous maftir yoyna. Now the question is, why do we go and learn from aroyis on mincha? I mean, that doesn't sound like the appropriate thing to do, talk about aroyis on Yom Kippur. So says Rashi, 6 lines before the wide lines, Shemi Shiyesh Averis Biyodoi, whoever still has any Averis that he hasn't done tshuva yet and he wants to finally eradicate them and delete them and get them off of his record, Yifresh Mehem Lefisha Aroyis Avera Mitsuya. Unfortunately, this is a Dover Matsui, Shenaf Shishal Odom Machmedosim, that a person has a natural desire for, Vyitzroi Toikvoi, so remind him, you're thinking about Aroyis, think about all the Averis that you've done. Try to be Polish, try to get rid of them, try to get out of them. So this is the Rashi. Toises adds another Knech, if you see the second Toises, the Mincha Kerem Barois, the Fisha Noshim Mikushotois, Mishvil Koyayim, the women come in on Yom Kippur nicely adorned, right? They don't wear rags or something. The Ficha Tzorach Laskim, we've got to remind everybody, Shlo Yikosh Lebehen, don't be Nichshol. It's Yom Kippur, Nichshol. Yeah. Ubin Medeshye, Shalakach Kerem Barois, the Fisha Yisrael, Oisin Remez HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekishem shehizir hoisam shalil galis erva. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to us, don't go and uncover what should be covered. So he asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, kach lo sigla ervasim b'inoisam, b'inoisam. Don't go and reveal nebuch our erva, our avoinis and our averis. If you remember, we had this about a week ago in the Gemara, that the Gemara said that we go and shout the person down, Meshaskin Oisim in Azifa, a person who named Ervas Avicha, the Ervas Imcha Loisigala, and he said, we don't mean literally Erva, we mean is not to go and reveal or disclose Kloin Avicha, Ukloin Imechs, which means not to go and reveal their shame or humiliation. Here, that the Gemara says that's not the right pshat. The pshat in the pasuk is clear that one shouldn't go and live Chas V'Shalom with the father or the mother or any of the other incestuous relationships which are enumerated in Parshas Achrei Mois and Parshas Kedoshim. What Tois is saying is b'derech remez and b'derech drush, when we say Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're not going to be megala this erva and that erva, so we say Kadosh Baruch Hu, mida can I get mida, please don't be megala our erva to go and show nebuch our averos to the world. So don't punish us, rather take them off the balance sheet and let's start a brand new balance sheet for the coming year. So that's the second pshat. The first pshat of Tosis is interesting. He's telling us on a Yom Kodesh we want to be careful. We remind everybody the women are nicely dressed. Don't be nichshol chas v'shalom in any of them. Now that sounds so, you know, dramatic and so graphic. I mean, who's Chas Yom Kippur? How could it be? But if you remember back in the Masechta Yuma, we learned that they tried to keep the Kohen Gadol up the entire night. Right. Why is it Chas Yom? He shouldn't fall asleep, and then he might see Kerry during the night. And therefore, it said in the Gemara, it became customary in many communities that not only the Kohen Gadol stayed up, but the community at large stayed up. And then the Gemara tells us that unfortunately in some communities, Chas Yom, I said, North Pole, South Pole, far, far away, men and women were staying up overnight, and then unfortunately they started talking and this and that, and one thing led to the other, and unfortunately some people were nichshol b'aveira after all, even on Yom Kodesh. So you see that is a Yetzirah out there at all times, even on the Heilig HaTog Yom Kippur, and that reminds us this Arayis, don't be nichshol in any aveiras, and certainly not in a Dover Chomer like a Dvar Erva. Getting back to the Gemara, we're now two lines before the white lines. Oh,
it's funny, but you're talking about Mincha's all the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if you want to school, you maybe should lay it morning or night.
Yeah, the night before. Yeah, that's true. Okay, most of us don't lay at night, but yeah, the point is well taken. Exactly, that's a great idea. Amr B'yoychanan, Kol Mokish Da'ata Moitzi Gvurasa Shil Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ata Moitzi Ana V'Sinusai. Now we're getting off a little bit on a tangent. Yeah, that's true too. But the question is, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean to say? Anytime that we find that the Torah extols the great virtues of Kodesh Baruch Hu's strength, at the same time the Pasuk reminds us that the Kodesh Baruch Hu also tends to the lowly and to those that are having a difficult life, and he takes care of all of them as well. So where do we see this? There was a kosum b'Torah, b'shonim b'Neviim, u'mishulish b'Ksuvim, and the Torah repeated in the Neviim, third time in the Ksuvim, kosum b'Torah, k'eshem l'keichem, hu elekeo l'kim adonim adonim, the ultimate, the greatest, omnipotent power in the whole world, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, l'keo l'kim, and up, u'ksib b'Asrei, Mishpat Yosim Almana. He doesn't forget about the lowly Nebuch Yisoyim and Almanas. Shonim Anavim Koyim Aram Benisa Shoychen Ad VeKadosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu Shoychen Ad Kadosh Ram Benisa. Kse Basrei VeStak Ushval Ruach. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of those Nebuch, those that are lowly in society and have tzaris. Mishulish Baksuvim is in the Basuk Siv. So the Roichen Barovais Bekosh Moi. Mirchem, we get to Maseches Chagiga in not too distant future. We'll see that there are seven heavens altogether. One of the heavens is Arovais. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is Roichen Barovais. He is riding high, so to speak, in the seven heavens. And Uksim Basrei. But he doesn't forget about Abi Yisoyimim V'dayan Almanis. Now this is a very beautiful Shikul Torah. The question is, how does it come here in the middle of all of the lanings? So notice the third line, Shonim Manavim Ki Choy Omar Ram Benisa, and now go up three lines above the wide lines. That's the Haftarah Yom Kippur Ki Choy Omar Ram Benisa. So that's apparently the connection here that we talk about Choy Omar Ram Benisa. So we refer to this passage. That's the tangent. Good. Izog the Gemara Baita. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, first day of Chag, meaning of Sukkis. Koyin beparshas miyadlis, which turns kahanim. That's the shor ches of the eyes in parshas. And moir umaftin after is hine yoim bo lahashem. Why do we go and say hine bo yoim lahashem? So if you see right before the wide lines in the Rashi, techsiv bei lochug eschaga sukkis. In that haftoira in Zechariah, it talks about sukkis. So that's appropriate to lay on sukkis. Well, even today, this is getting back to our brother Shai's question. Today, meaning now in Chutz La'aretz, that we have 2 days. Dikatrayomi lemocha mikra hachinami karinan. We repeat the laning the second day. Yeah, yeah. The first 2 days of Sukkot, we lane the exact same laning. Shori chesav liyaz kiyavonik. Afturei my maftir. What's the haftira? Vayikalu elamelech shloimai. Since we have 2 separate days. The first day is Taka Hine Yoim Bo Lashem, like we just said, that talks about Sukkis. And the second day we call it Amalek Shloimai. What's the Kel Amalek Shloimai? Zot Rashi on the first wide line. Al Shem Shechanukas Habayis Huisa Boisa Asifa Ube Chaga Sukkis. When they did the Chanukas Habayis in the times of Shloimai Melech, then they had a Gans Asifa Klai Yisrael got together to celebrate, and it took place Chaga Sukkis. So we lane Chaga Sukkis the second day from Vayikalu by the Melech Shloimai. Fine. The rest of the chag, meaning now like we explained in the Mishnah, in Eretz Yisrael they lay in the same aliyah 4 times, and then in Chutz La'aretz we keep on changing from day to day. Today the number of V is always the sveka, the yom of that day. Yom Tov Achrayim, the final day, meaning now at Tumat Shmini Atzeres, Koyrin Kol HaBachor, Yelein Kol HaBachor, Mitzvois V'chukim U'Bachor. Now, what does that mean? So, as you all will recall, on a normal Yom Tov, we lane Kol HaBachor, but if it's Shabbos as well, then we start from Aser to Aser to make up 7 aliyahs to be able to add another couple of aliyahs. Ah, on Shmini Atzeres, however, we always lane Aser to Aser. We don't start from Kol HaBachor. Why do we always lane Aser to Aser? Because this is now the end of the final harvest, because until now, throughout the summer, you had all of the grain and the fruits, etc., all lying down in the fields on top of the roof to go and get sun-dried. Now we collect them all on that right after Sukkis, and to remind everybody, don't forget to go and give your trumas and your maisers and your maiser oni and all the other things which are enumerated in great detail in the parish of Aser to Aser. So that's why he says a mitzvah chukim, and of course it talks about Kol HaBachor. We learned that whole shtickle. Maftir and the haftorah is vayikechalu shloimai. Chalu shloimai means that Shloimai Melech finished all the festivities regarding the Chanukah Sabayis and the new Beis Hamikdash. And when did Shloim Melech send everybody home? By Yoim Hashmini, on the 8th day. And in fact, one of the psukim it says is V'yim B'yim Hashmini Sholach Esa'al. And this is Shmini Atzeres. We talk about Shmini, right? So that's why we lay down Shmini Atzeres. Lamachar, the next day. The next day, of course, being Simchas Torah. Koyrin v'zois ha-bracha. We lay v'zois ha-bracha, as of course is our minog. U'maftirin v'yamid Shloim. And then we go and lane the haftorah of Yom Shloimai. However, that is not the haftorah that we lane. The haftorah that we lane is from the beginning of Yehoshua. It doesn't say that in the Gemara, but Tosis fills that in, the third Tosis. Meaning from the beginning of Yehoshua. V'shimushu, and it's a mistake. Shari Hashas in Oimike. Look at the Gemara. It doesn't say a word about Yeshua. It talks about Vayam Shloima. Zokto, he says, Yesh Oimrim. Sherav Haigoin Tikin Loimar Vahi Afri Mois Moshe. Rav Haigoin was misakin it. That's a big, big source. Of Einin Yod Maswara, a Maishana, a Maishina, Seder Shas. We don't know why Rav Haigoin would kind of ignore the Gemara and Mishan it said, let's go and do this from the beginning of Yeshua. However, the Ran here on the spot says that the reason why Rav Haigoin was misak, and that was because since we're ending the Zeis HaBracha now on Simchas Torah, so the Torah is now at an end, a person who is unlearned, you can have an Amoretz, and perhaps even a person who's a scholar, says, how do I know that after the Torah ends, that the continuation of Novi and Ksuvim are also holy Kisvei HaKodesh, also are divinely inspired, written with Ruach HaKodesh, written with Nevuah? How do I know? So therefore, we get the reassurance right after we finish the Torah, that after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, the Masorah didn't end Chas V'Shalom, it continued with Yeshua. And then Yeshua, of course, shared that with the Nevi'im and with the Shoftim and so on and so forth, like it's enumerated in the first Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos. So therefore, that the purpose of that is to tell us the Torah end, but it didn't end. It continues on. Right? Every time there's always a graduation, they call it commencement. This is really not the end, it's really the beginning. So this is the same type of thing. This is not the end of the Torah, it's the beginning. It continues on from generation to generation, the same Messiah from Moshe to Yeshua, and so on throughout the Torahs. Back to our Gemara. Om Rabbeinu Amar Rav. We're about seven lines from the bottom. Now we've concluded the Braisa, and now we're adding now Amiroi, or at least I don't know if we've concluded totally. We're going to come back to other Yom Tovim, but in the meantime, Rav Huna Marav, Shabbos Shechol Yis B'Chodesh Shel Moed. What happens if you have Shabbos Chol Moed? What do you like then? That's the main Besukas. Mikra Karinin Re'ei Ata Oimer Elai Halas Amazev Ata Yedetani Eser Teshdish Lachimi Vatamar Tatich Hashem Vigamatzos Achem Be'enoi, etc. So you're laying from that Re'ei Ata Oimer Elai. Afturi, what's the Haftarah? The Pesach Yilein Ho'atzomis Hayiveshois, which is in Yecheskel. Now, what is the Tzomis Yevashos referring to? And why do we lay it on Pesach? Says Rashi, two lines from the bottom. The Tzomis Yevashos, Shiyotzim Mitzrayim Lefnei Haketz. As we know, about 30 years or so before the Geula from before Yetzias Mitzrayim, there were some Bnei Menashe or some Bnei Ephraim that decided we don't have time, we can't wait any longer. We're going to go out to Zayv Koyach, and they went out early. And unfortunately, all of them and Nebuch Tishmeta they all died. And those were the Atzamas Yevashos. And then years later, the time of Yecheskel, he was Mechay Mesim. Those Atzamas Yevashos. And since that's talked by Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that's why we're laying it on the Shabbos Cholamoid of Cholamoid Pesach. Besukas we laid by Goyg Magog, which is talking about the Gula Hasida, and at least according to Rebbe Yitzchak Machloek, is a blaze in Rebbe Yeshua, whether it's Venison or whether it's Venishrei. So, Mirat Hashem, by Goyg Magog, this is, reminds us of that Gula is around the corner.
So much Yevashos, I think Rashi brings in this week's Sedra, that's why, Moshe didn't lead them there, pushed him, because that's where the Atzamos were.
Rashi brings them?
I think so.
I'd like to see that.
I don't remember. I thought it was Rashi. I'll defer to you.
No. Rashi said they didn't go there. Please, because we're right, Kikorifu, and then they might go and go back when they see all the obstacles of being in the Midbar.
They might have a loss of heart. They see those at Somos.
Yeah, exactly. I don't remember Rashi bringing some motivations, but I'd be delighted to. You should show it to me.
I'll look for it.
Good. Ubesukas, you might not find it because the Yecheskel took them all away. They were in Mechay Mason. Okay, anyway. Ubesukas, like we just said. Okay, Bechanaka, we lay in Benesim, end of Parshas Nosoi, as we know. Umaftirin, Beneris Tischaria, that's the Haftarah that we lay in, and Rashi says that that's where we begin Roni Vesimchi Bastzioin, and talks about the Neris in Tischaria. That's your normal year when you only have one Shabbos Chanukah. But as we know, every once in a while we have two Shabbos Chanukahs, the Mekloi, Shtei Shabbosis, then Kamayis, the Beneiris Tischaya, which we just had running Pesimchi, Basayis, the second one, and Beneiris Shloima, that Shloima Melech added additional 10 Menoirois in the Heichol together with the Menoira of Moshe Rabbeinu. So there were 11 altogether, as we've learned in the past. Right. Zokti Moravait Purim. What are you doing? Purim by Yovi Amalek, like we do it at the end of Parshas Beshalach this week, etc. Barosh Chadosh we lain the regular Shchodish laning, and the Revi is Barosh Chodcheichem. The Shchodish Cholius Beshavdis Maftirin, then the special Haftorah where you meet the Chodish Bechodshoy, as we know. Special Rish Chodesh laning in the Haftorah, and Chol Yois Be'echad B'Shabbos. What happens if Rish Chodesh falls out on Sunday? May es moel maftir, and then on Shabbos the day before we say V'yem Le'yon and say Mocher Chodesh, which is also our custom. Everybody, Omer Avuna Rish Chodesh Av Shechol Yois B'Shabbos. What happens if Rish Chodesh Av falls out on Shabbos? Maftir in the Haftorah is Chodsheichem Umeyadeichem Son of Nafshi Hoyu Olay L'Torah. Now where is that? So you see, it says, I'm sorry. Okay,
no.
So one second. No, don't be
annoyed. No, it wouldn't. It was going to be a week before.
Yeah, okay, so the Gemara tells us, look on the side you have in the Torah R, this is Yeshaya Aleph, and this is in fact from Chazon Yeshayol Ben Amoit. This is a Pasuk Yudalit, I believe, in that Chazon. That's all fine. But the Shabbos of Rish Chodesh Av, Shechol Yosh B'Shabbos, that is not Shabbos Chazon. The best array is, because if in fact Rish Chodesh falls down on Shabbos, that means that the next Shabbos is going to be the eighth day, and then of course Tisha B'Av is going to be on Sunday.
Matzah
Shabbos. So that's not Shabbos. We don't have two Shabbos Chazons in a row. That's what our Gemara says. So now if you look at the top Teisvis, so Teisvis, Rish Chodesh Av, Shechol Yosh B'Shabbos, yeah, the Einon Oysen Kein, Elamafte B'Yermia, Shemudvar Hashem, ובשבת שלפני תשע במנן חזון ישעיהו. What's the reason why? Because the three parnusa and seven dinachemta, ayin betaisis. But the point is that our Gemara is a little bit off in terms of our nachas shalom, but it means it's not consistent with our minhag. Our minhag is it's the Rosh Chodesh, not the Rosh Chodesh. It's the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Then we takalein chodesh medechem son enough. She's part of the chazoin. Yeah, yeah. But the Shabbos before that, if Rosh Chodesh awful, then the Shabbos we don't lay that as after we lay from Yirmiyah. Anyway. But it says, "Chodesheich mendechem sara nafshi hayulay l'toyrach." Frey Timur, what does that mean? Hayulay l'toyrach? Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu li'dain lehem li'yisosh. Choytin l'fana. It's bad enough that they sin. Ela shematrichin oisi leida eizoy gzeire kasha ovi aleim. The matriach that to figure out which terrible gzeire is chas v'sholem going to befall them. What does that mean? So the Marashah explains that what the Gemara is trying to tell us, what is Hayulay l'toyrach? If we know the Kodesh Baruch Hu is always Mishalem Mida Keneged Mida, and therefore if a person would only do one or two or three or five Chataim, then it would be easy to go and Kodesh Baruch Hu would show you the punishment for this one and for that one, for that one, for this one, because there are only a few Averis. However, if Chas V'Shalom there's a multitude of Averis, people are doing tens, Chas V'Shalom, hundreds of Averis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to punish each one, then that's Matrichin Oisi. It's a big tircha, because I have to figure out, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, for every Avera, what's the appropriate punishment? A person did 500 Averis, 500 different types of punishments. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm busy all day figuring out who's that me. Of course, all Kaviyachal. So Matrichin Oisi, Leida is a Gzeir Kosha of Yaleh. So that's the Hoyu Olay L'Tayah. But Tisha B'Av Gufay Maim Aftarina, what do we say the Aftarina on Tisha B'Av itself? Amarav Eicha Hoysa L'Zoyna Kiryan Ne'aman Mikra Mai, what you lain on Tisha B'Av? Tanya Achirim Oimim Vimloi Sishmuli, that's at the beginning of the Toichicha. Reb Nosam Yosef Omar Ad Oni Natuya Omar Zeh Van Onoli Aminubi, that's talking about either by Koirach or by the Meraglim. The Yeshomer Ad Mosler Eid Haroa Zois, also the same thing in the Meraglim or the Koirach. Omar Abai, Ho Inna says Abai, but that's not our custom today. Ho Inna Nohik Alma Lemikri Kisoy Lebonim Venei Bonim, as we know, which is in Parshas Veschanan, on the morning of Tisha B'Av, Maftirin Osif Asifim. So that's the our minig that we have today. Right to Mamadis. Mamadis, as we know, we learned part in Masechtas Tanis all about the Mamadis, which are similar to the Mishmaris. Just like they divided up all of the Kahanim into 24 Mishmaris, and these 24 Mishmaris, groups of Kahanim, would work 1 week in the first half of the year, and then another week in the second half of the year. So too, that the work we mean the Sheiros in the Beis Hamikdash, so too they divided up Klal Yisrael into 24 Mamadis. Many of them went to Yerushalayim as well, just like the Kahanim, and they would stand there in the Ezras Yisrael, Tishmeru Lahakrav Libum Mayada, they would go and watch the Korbanos as they were brought. They were acting as the representatives of Klal Yisrael, watching as the Baalim when the Korbanos were brought, like the Tamish Shachat, Tamish Ben Avoyim, etc. That's those. And then others of Klal Yisrael stayed in their own local communities, and they got together and they fasted from Monday through Thursday. They had special tefillahs, and they also had special laning. And the laning that they had every day of the week, from Sunday through Friday, was from the Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Menorah Nemili is not only how do we know, but what's the Shaychus, why do we lay Ma'aseh Bereishis for these Mamodis that are staying behind in their local communities? I'm Rav Ami, because I've come to tell you, it's a Mamodis, Mamodis, it's Kam Shoyim Aretz. If it wasn't for the Mamodis, Mamodis doesn't mean only the standing of the Yisraelim there in the Beis Hamikdash, it really means the broader, the Mamodis which are there for the Kabbonis. If it wasn't for the Kabbonis which are being brought in the Beis Hamikdash, then the Shemayim Ba'aretz would Chas V'Shalom Platz. Shenemer, it's in the Pasuk, you believe, Risi, Yom V'Layla, Chukki Shemayim Ba'aretz, Lo Yisamti. I give the Chukki Shemayim Ba'aretz because of the bris. Which bris are we referring to? We don't mean the bris that the males have, but rather, as the Gemara is going to explain in another moment, we're talking about the bris Ben Habsarim, which was the first time that we find Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking, bring Karbonis for me. Avraham Avinu brought them, as the Gemara is going to explain momentarily.
How do you translate bris ben Habsarim?
Bris ben Habsarim is the bris where the animals that were brought for Kabbonis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked that they be split down the middle. So yeah. Sort of means the two
pieces.
The covenant between the pieces of the animal.
Correct. Pieces of the animal, exactly. Right.
Then Aram walks between the split, the
bird.
There were both.
No, there were animal babies also.
Choli egle mishuleshes, v'ayim mishuleshes, v'ayim mishulesh, v'doyer,
the bird flies away, the bird flies away, so the door revealed.
Okay, anyway, this is an issue of yetz. The point is, if you're moravaita, uksiv, v'yim rishab l'kim, so Avram Avinu said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mo'edak Yerushana, it's not only by Ma'eda, how will I know, but also in what z'chus will we get Eretz Yisrael, in what z'chus will we return to Eretz Yisrael, and will we retain Eretz Yisrael. Amar Ram Lefanei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yishlam, Shem Achas Yisrael, Choytun Lefanecha, Vat Oyslam Kedarim Mabu Kedarim Floga. What happens if Chalila and future generations, Chai Yisrael, Nebach sins, are you going to go and destroy the entire world like you did in the times of Darim Mabu, Darim Floga? Amar Loi Lab, no, no, Chulinat. Amar Lefanei Rabbi Yishlam, Ma'eda, what is the sign, what is the bris? Hamalois, he told him, Chali Egle Mishaleshes, Vayayel Mishaleshes, Vesar Vagoizel, Vayivater Oysam Batovech, he's supposed to split them down the middle, and that's why they call it Bisman of Sarm, because he split them down the middle. Anyway, Omul Fanu Rabbi Yishalayim.
After you shecht it, you cut it down the middle.
Your God, after
shecht it. Yeah, a hatchet, kupitz.
A
kupitz.
Okay. Circle of saw.
The basur nechiro, we had the idea of basur nechiro. You just tear it from the nose down. It's not simple, but.
So Kachal Yegel Mishulash is in the next edition of Art Scroll. They're going to have a picture of exactly how it's put down. Okay.
How to with a step by step.
Shot on Thanksgiving when it's been took
in color.
Yeah. This year. Okay. Anyway, I understand that you're telling me that the schus of the kiyum of Shemaim v'Oretz is based on the bris ben Absarim, as well as the continuing karbonos. That's saying it was much Beis Hamikdash kaim. When the Beis Hamikdash is alive and kicking and well, and Baruch Hashem will bring karbonos every day, then I know you're not going to destroy the world. What would be the schus for the kiyum of the belt of the whole world? There are no karbonos. Amaloik v'atikam to lehem seder karbonos. I was masakin for them the seder karbonos. Kol zman shekorim behem malani aleim ki'ilu makrim lefonai karbon. Whenever they read from the seder karbonos, as we know, the Gemara refers to the pasuk of the Shalma forim svaseinu. We're going to go and bring the parim. We're going to go and bring the karbonos svaseinu with our lips. So when we go and say and learn and repeat the seder karbonos, it's as if Kodesh Baruch says ki'ilu makrim lefonai karbon. All of the rabbis. So that's why it's so important for people to go and say kabbonis every day when shouldn't go and. I'm sorry?
Is that saying more times?
Yes. In fact, before you arrived, we said that this whole thing is from back from Tanis. But you're 100% right. Bokhrim, you have an excellent memory. Kanainar. Tanis, brochus, uklolis, the ain mafsikim uklolis. That's what you lay on a Tanis. You lay from the brochus and the toichacha. But as we saw in the bottom of that top toises, that's not our custom. Our custom is talin by vaychal. But the Gemara is focusing on, Daniel, have a great day. If you'll be there. Okay, miyatzisha. They mafsikim uklolis. In the large portion of Toichacha, which goes on for 30, 40, 50 psukim, we do not go and stop there in the middle. We land the whole thing as one. And so we know that's the custom, of course, today. Fredi went on immediately, where does this come from? How do you know? The Pasim, Musar Hashem b'nei al-timas. When I'm giving you Musar, al-timas, don't go and show as if you are rejecting it from a Lashon Mias. Don't go and say, I can't live with that. In other words, if you stop in the middle of the clothes, it's as if you're saying, everybody's like, I can't take it anymore.
Right.
Exactly. So we don't want that. We want you to listen to the entire Torah from beginning to end. After all, the Ola is going to make a bracha at the beginning and a bracha at the end. If that bracha, right after that, we're going to start talking about Peronis, or right before that we talked about Peronis, it's almost as if you're bestowing some sort of blessing and some sort of verification and saying, yeah, yours is good, and I'm masculine, and bracha, and thank you, good, it's bracha, the Peronis. That seems to be a little bit incongruous, a little bit inappropriate. So what should we do? It's correct. we have to go and lay the toicha. So you should lay it without brachas. Don't start immediately with the puranas, with the toicha. Always laying a pasuk before and always conclude a pasuk afterwards. Toisa says, by the way, we don't really mean one pasuk, we mean at least three psukim, because as we learned before, ein maschilim the ein mashayrin pochel mishloish psukim, gzeira mishum ha nechnasim, o mishum ha yoitzim. The people that are going to come late, or the people that are going to leave early, you say, hey, you left only one pasuk. That means that the next ole is only going to get one pasuk. Or if you started off a parsha and you only laid one or two psukim, and somebody comes in late. Well, people coming late to shul? I can't believe that. But apparently people do come in late. Chas Hashem, nobody in this room, everybody here, Baruch Hashem, kulam ahum, kulam barum, kulam gemarim, kulam kedoshim. But in other shuls, elsewhere, we find people sometimes come late. Sometimes, only once in a while. Anyway, so they come in the middle of laning. Can you imagine coming in the middle of laning on Shabbos? Very late. But anyway, that happens. Person, his wife just, Baruch Hashem, just gave birth to a baby, and he's rushing in, and that's why he comes in late. I mean, why else would he be late? Exactly, or other mitzvahs and masen tov, it goes without saying. Anyway, so the point is, he comes in late, and he sees that we're starting the laning with the second aliyah, the third aliyah, one or two psukim into the parsha, and he says to himself, oh, that means that the prior ola only got one or two psukim. Oy, oy, oy. This is a reform synagogue. They're only giving one or two psukim per aliyah. You have to have a minimum of three. So you always have to go and lay at least three into each parsha, or leave over three. If you think that all of this is kind of funny and kind of strange, my brother Zangezint is a lawyer, and a very, very prominent lawyer. And years ago he had a client, did I tell the story already?
No,
a client either in Chile or somewhere in South America. And his client told him, I want to invite you, you feel so close to you. My son is getting bar mitzvah in a few weeks from now, and he wants him to come for the bar mitzvah for Shabbos, think to Santiago, Chile, or somewhere in Brazil, whatever. Anyway, so he came. So, and then when my brother got there, he stayed in the hotel, or wherever he stayed, and then he heard that shul is a bissel, a modern shul. We were. I just know he described it as a very modern shul. So he said, I can't daven there, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to first daven either
in the hotel,
or maybe there was some local other shrim shul, whatever. And he's going to come in late. And he kaka was, he came in the middle of laning. So the Baal Simcha, Danny, I'm so happy to see you. I can bother it up. We're going to go and give you an aliyah to the Torah. And he went to the Gabbai to go and give my brother an aliyah. The problem is my brother didn't want to take an aliyah in that shul.
Right.
What is he going to do? So the Bali Simcha were all Levim. The father, of course, was a Levi. The Pabitzer boy was a Levi. There was a brother that came from Eretz Yisrael, and there was a grandfather. So my brother figured, that's the easy way out. It's the middle of laning, so one Levi has already been taken care of. There's going to be a Levi at the end for the Bar Mitzvah. So he said, I'm a Levi, I can't get an aliyah. So that's what he told the Gabbai. Sure, okay.
He's not a Levi, though. He's a man.
Well, am I a Levi?
That's right.
Okay, exactly.
Otherwise, we would have a problem.
That's the best one else.
Levi.
Exactly. <Right. laughs> Then with their life, a Levi would become Levi. Anyway, so the point is, this way, he wouldn't have to get an aliyah.
It would embarrass him, but he wouldn't.
It would embarrass him. There, whatever it was. Anyway, three, four aliyahs later, the Gabbai comes over to him and says again, Yamoy, I don't want to give an aliyah. He says, I told you already, I'm a Levi. He says, yeah, but this week is a double Sedra, and by uns, the minig is that when you start the second Sedra, we start again from the beginning, Koyin and Levi. So we have one extra aliyah for Levi. True story. Anyway, so you see that.
What do you do?
So he said, I'm sorry, I'm a Koyin. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm great. I just got an upgrade.
I have no idea what he did. I know that that was the story. It was a true story. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so you see that people make mistakes in laning and even Arayim Azeh, they're these strange minhagim, if you will. I can't call it a minig. Anyway, there's either a Kanti or one of the earlier that says that if the minig is an emistik, a minig kodesh and chayis, it's a minig. However, if it's a wrong minig, then the minig is the same oisius as Gehenim. Gimel Hey Nun Mem is the same as Mem Nun Hey Gimel.
Who says this?
It's either a Kanti or one of the earlier. It's not one of the Ein Tikkamasas. It goes back to 14 or 1500s. One of the earlier Achreinu, or late Rishonim, whatever, in that middle period. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Zokti Mora Baiter. Elahechi Ovid. So what should you do? So we said Masal Pasuk Rishon, one Pasuk before, one Pasuk afterwards. And again, the Toisis, which is at the end of the narrow lines, beginning of the wide lines, Lav Davka Pasuk, the Yesh Parasha, the In Maschil, Shai Pasuk, Shloshim Psukim. So he has to have at least three Psukim before, and at the end, don't just stop one Pasuk. Okay, Zokti Mora Baiter, Omer Abaya, Lishonu. As we know, there are two toichiches, one at the end of Parshas B'chul Kaisai, one which is in Mishnah Torah in Parshas Kisavoy. The one of Kisavoy, you could theoretically stop in the middle, although that's not our minhag, but you could theoretically be paisik. Why? My timer. Because the one back in the end of B'chul Kaisai, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking B'kwaito B'atzmai. V'alolo, but the one at the end of Dvarim. Kisavoy, that's B'loshin Yochanan Muris and Moshe B'atzmai. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that from his own. Of course, when Moshe Rabbeinu said from own, says Toisis, a very long Toisis over here, you see the first white line, Moshe Ma'atzmai Omram, U'baru HaKodesh. Wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu just decided, you know, from his own seichel, let's go and give the mutzer to Yitzchak? It was also divinely inspired Ruach HaKodesh. But it's still not mipi ha'gvura mamish, so if it mipi ha'gvura, you couldn't stop in the middle. But Moshe Rabbeinu, you could theoretically stop in the middle. Levi Barbuti Havakakari, Levi Barbuti was the Balkari Havakari, become Megamgen. Now, Megamgen normally means to kind of to stutter. It wasn't so much that he was stuttering. Rashi says that he was Megamgim, see five lines before the end. Kara Oisan Bimarutza, he tried to learn it quickly. A lot of Bali Kriya, when it comes to Teshuva, they try to learn it quickly. Ubekoishi, and he was stumbling on it because it's difficult to learn all of that kind of Bineshima Achas in one bread.
Right.
And he was having difficulties. And this apparently, as we'll see, was in fact, in Parshas Kisavoy. He was writing a Kamid Rav Huna, Ba'aruri. Ba'aruri means in the Teichecha, the Arurim. Omalois, he told him, Akanavshech. Akanavshech means you can take a break. As she said to him, Ritzoincha lehafsik pasik, you can stop over here if you want in the middle of the Teichecha. Aye, we send the mission that you can't stop in the middle of Teichecha. Leishanu elekloli shebetoidus kehanim in Pulkoiz. Shemishna toida poisik, like we just paskit. Poisik, like we paskit. Tanir of Shemin Eloza Oimen. Ezra tikanam nisoshi koidim kololi shibaturis kahanim koidim atzeres vishim mishnah Torah koidim rosh hashanah. If you notice the seder of all of the parashiyos, it comes out that you koidim kololi shibaturis kahanim. Teres kahanim means in parashiyos that comes out always before Shavuos. That's why Shavuos times it's always by midbar or Parshas Nasai.
So it was one Shabbos before.
Right, it was always one Shabbos before.
Toises talks about. That's about Toises, and that's for homework, everybody. Why we have one Parshas before. That's the Parshas. And that's the Gabe Shavuos. And then let's continue on. Mishnah Torah means Parshas Kisavai. It's kind of Rosh Hashanah. Daka Rosh Hashanah time, always Kisavai is right before that.
Right.
Then you have the Tzav V'Yerach Vazino, and then V'Zoyis HaBracha on Sukkis. Zok Timorah, my time, what's the reason why we lay Klolas here and Klolas there? Amar Abayi, V'Yisem Rav Shlokish, Kadesha Tichle, Shana V'Kilay Seha, and Tochel Shana U'Birchay Seha. We finish off the year, and all of the bad things that happened in the previous year. So Rav Shlomish, V'Mishta Torah, Ika, Kadesha Tichle, Shana V'Kilay Seha. I understand. We're talking about right before Rosh Hashanah, it makes a lot of sense. Rav Shlomish, Kahanim, Otu Atzeres Rishani. When did I ever hear that Shavuos is Eps Rosh Hashanah? Atzeres is not Rosh Hashanah. Now we learned in the Mishnah in the Sechdes Rosh Hashanah. Obatzeres al Peres Ilon. It's need no Peres Ilon. Yeah. So therefore, Shavuos is considered to be the Rosh Hashanah Peres Ilon. That's why on Atzeres and Shavuos you can have special tefillahs, special kavanas for the Peres Ilon. Tan Reb Shimon Elazar Oimer im Yoyimur Lecha Zekenim Sisar V'Yalodim Denei Sisar V'Al Tivne. Nishes tirath zakenim binyan ubinyan naorim stir. Similar dover rechoven ben shleim. Reb Shimon Eloz is telling us the following. He says, if you have a choice between the zakenim that are telling you sitar, what you should do now is tear something, destroy something. You let them say, no, let's go and build. So start listen to the zakenim, don't listen to the yeladim, because Baal Tibna. The advice that Zekenim are giving you to destroy, that really in reality is to build. And the binyan that the Orim are suggesting to you ultimately could very well lead to destruction. Similar to the Simon is Rechavim. Everybody knows Rechavim was the son of Shlomo Melech, and he was the successor to Shlomo Melech. Rehovam had a bunch of advisors, all of whom were Ne'orim, and they suggested to Rehovam to go and tighten his control over the whole kingdom. He should go and assess additional taxes. That was the silly thing to do, because then there was a shtickle revolt, and ultimately that led to the division between Rehovam and Yerovam, so he got bad advice from his Ne'orim. So that's why that's the similar Dvarim, that when you hear advice from the Orim, always take it with a grain of salt, because you never know what's going to be.
So it changes from Yeladim to Ne'orim in the two lines.
Quite sure, and it's a good question. Maybe in Tzvishim, during the period of time, they got older. But anyway, I heard from Moshe Sherez Atzal, he once spoke at, I think, in a good convention, and he said, there's another definition to Steer's Kenan Binyan. He says, throughout the years, when there have ever been problems with maskilim, with reform, that are causing trouble for orthodoxy, or causing problems for Klal Yisrael, so what's the natural tendency of people? Let's go and protest, and let's make a Havganah, and a demonstration, and we should come and scream, and so he says that he always got a Kabbalah from the Zekenim, from the Zikni Hador, from the members of the Mietzes Gedolei HaTorah, that the best way of trying to fight against bad and evil from Maskilim is to go and build and build and build. Build more Torah, build more Talmud Torahs, more yeshivas, more Bati Midrashim, build your Avodas HaKodesh, go and do more learning, do more mitzvahs. Stira Zekenim, the Zekenim said, you want to be soisa, you want to go and fight the forces of evil, the best way to do that is with binyan, not to go make protests, not to go and throw stones, but rather to go and build another Talmud Torah, another Cheder, another Bismedish, another Mokum Torah. That's the best way, that's the stira, that's the advice that Zekenim give, to do stira, to destroy the evil forces by binyan, by building up the kosher forces of time. We'll stop over here to be continued mentioned tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Rabbi Yisrael Zadke Ben Zadke Zin.